Thousands of students, teachers, and parents took to the streets of downtown Reno this weekend to demand stricter gun control laws. As Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports, the demonstration was part of a national march aimed at ending gun violence across the country.
Carrying signs and chanting slogans like "Enough is enough and we will vote," hundreds of students braved blustery winds and snowfall to lead thousands of gun control activists down Virginia Street in Reno, marching in solidarity with hundreds of similar demonstrations around the nation and globe. Among the students was Alyssa Weatherby. She was 11 when a gunman killed 26 and 7-year-olds at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. Now, almost 6 years later, as a 17-year-old junior at Spanish Springs High, Weatherby says the same fear continues to linger. For her, changing gun laws in the U.S. and Nevada would be a first step in keeping more students safe at school.
18th century laws shouldn't control 21st century weapons. When the Second Amendment was created, we had muskets, and now we have assault rifles and Glocks and things that are made to kill, and they're made to kill effectively.
Saturday's demonstration marked the second time in as many weeks students and others have demonstrated for stricter gun control laws. The demonstration, which took place across the country, came in the wake of a shooting at a Parkland, Florida high school that left 17 students and faculty dead. Most of the protesters' demands centered on calls for raising the minimum age to buy a gun to 21, instituting universal background checks, and banning automatic weapons and bump stocks, the device used by the gunman that left 58 dead and hundreds more injured in Las Vegas last October. Sarah Elliott is with the Nevada chapter of Moms Demand Action, a part of a larger national pro-gun reform activist group. As the mother of a 3-year-old, she says she's nervous about sending her son to school.
I'm terrified. I know statistically speaking, it's very unlikely that my son would be injured by a gun in school. I don't want him to have to suffer through the red codes. I don't want him to have to hide in fear. I want him to go to school knowing that he's going to be safe.
In response, the National Rifle Association released a short recruitment video on its Facebook page Saturday, saying the marches were orchestrated by Hollywood elites and billionaires to push an anti-gun agenda. The group has long argued that efforts to strengthen gun control would infringe upon the Second Amendment, as well as an individual's right to defend themselves. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.